AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other administration officials briefed members of Congress in private today about Iran's threats. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
It was a very specific and credible threat briefing that we heard today from Iran. And in fact, they've carried out and launched several attacks through their proxies.
But Washington Democrat Adam Smith, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says he grew frustrated with Pompeo.
He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran have done, and he spent about 10 minutes until I cut him off making that argument. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad, okay? What is the policy going forward? There wasn't enough information on that.
More Democrats clamoring for the House to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump after former White House counsel Don McGahn refused to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. Sagar Magani with more.
McGahn is a key eyewitness to how the president handled the Russia probe and refused to show up at a hearing this morning. Chairman Gerald Nadler is threatening to hold McGahn in contempt and enforce the subpoena.
We will not allow the president to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness.
Democrats are debating how to handle the president's stonewalling. Some are pushing for impeachment hearings, while Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others want a more methodical approach. Either way, Republicans like Doug Collins say Democrats need to give up.
There's nothing here.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The committee, meanwhile, has issued two more subpoenas, one to former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks and the other to Annie Donaldson, who worked in the White House counsel's office. Severe thunderstorms spawned tornadoes and torrential rain in Oklahoma, leading to flash flooding and a number of high water rescues last night through today. There's also been storm damage in several other states. Flights have resumed at the St. Louis Airport after a line of severe storms passed through this evening. This is AP Radio News. Abortion rights rallies across the country.
Groups like NARAL Pro-Choice are vowing to fight against laws that block women from getting access to abortions.
These anti-choice forces are coming for women, they're coming for doctors, and they're coming for Roe.
NARAL President Elise Hoag says new restrictions are designed to get the Supreme Court to ultimately overturn Roe versus Wade.
Vote them out!
While the activists are vowing to vote out lawmakers who work to restrict abortions this weekend, the vice president dug in.
Without apology for the sanctity of human life.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
San Francisco Police Chief William Scott says a freelance journalist whose home and office were raided by officers crossed the line by joining a conspiracy to steal a confidential report. Police agreed to return Brian Carmody's property today. Investigators are looking for whoever leaked a police report on the unexpected death of the city's public defender. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.